Forfeited bail money from a suspect in a heinous crime may be earmarked to start Outagamie County's first drug and alcohol treatment court. Last December, Manish Patel, charged with trying to kill his wife by spiking her drink with a morning after pill, fled the county after posting a $660,000 bail. Normally, forfeited bail money goes to the county's general fund. But Judge Michael Gage says this money could be used for a specific purpose, funding a treatment court that could keep alcohol and drug offenders out of jail.
That is somewhat compatible with the fact that it came out of the criminal justice system and might be put back into the criminal justice system in a more positive way than, you know, might otherwise occur.
The county board still has to approve the plan. And the district attorney has said some of the bail money will have to go to finding and prosecuting Mr. Patel. But County Board Supervisor Jim Duncan says he's hopeful the county can use the money to follow the lead of 15 other counties that already have treatment courts. Duncan says 60% of drunk driving convictions in the county are repeat offenses. He says with a treatment court, those offenders would get help instead of jail.
What happens with these programs is nationwide they're showing over a 50% success rate. So if you take 60% of your population that has a problem and cut it in half, you've just knocked out an awful lot of jail hours.
The county board will consider the proposal next month. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.